The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Finally, the Olympics are coming to an end. That must mean lots and lots of more NFL football to talk about. With it coming just around the corner, I am absolutely chomping at the bit. Baseball, it really is starting to get kind of serious when you think about it. And then the UFC, like Jeff and I were just kind of talking about, if you like drama and you like more than one fight with the same individuals, well, we're going to have round three most likely with Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor. So get ready for it. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. You know, if you sit in the front couple seats, you're in the splash zone at a McGregor-Diaz fight, whether it's one, two, or hopefully three, but that hemoglobin does not wash out of the clothes like the Shamu water does, man.
Well, it was definitely a blood fest. When those guys were slugging each other like crazy, went the distance, and Conor McGregor did get the better of it, but
they got to do it again.
Yeah, one more time. And I think they want to do it at 155, if I'm not mistaken. So at least that's what Conor McGregor was calling for after the fight. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. Tons of things to talk about. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Is the siding on your home starting to show signs of wear and tear? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about solving this problem for good right after this.
Hey, Jim, you watching the game?
Not till I'm done. Every time I build a Yellowwood project on game day, we win. Gotta be luck. So this daybed should get us to the championships.
You build? For every game?
And we always win.
And what's your wife think?
She thinks we could have a perfect season if I build a lucky deck.
Backyard better with Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Download your project at buildyellow.com. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
The hardboard siding that was commonly used on homes 20 to 30 years ago is very prone to water damage, so replacing it is a very common chore. The first step is removing the rotten siding with a flat bar. Often you only need to replace a few bottom courses because these are the boards that get the most water damage from rainwater splashing up from the ground. Driving nails all the way through the last good row with a nail set will free up the damaged row beneath it so that you can remove it. I always recommend fiber cement material to replace hardboard siding because it's easy to find in matching sizes and textures, and since it's made mostly of cement, it won't ever rot or decay like the hardboard. You just nail it up so that the courses match the rest of the siding, and before long, you're ready to paint. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Naquin with a drive deep right field. Saunders back at the wall. Can't make the play. Naquin up to the races. He'll go all the way to third. Sorbo waving him around. Unbelievable.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. The occasional inside the park home run. Gotta love it, don't you, Jeff?
When it's in walk-off fashion and it's my team, yes, I do love it. What a ninth inning the Cleveland Indians put up against the Toronto Blue Jays on Friday night in front of a big crowd. A lot of Blue Jays fans making the drive down to Cleveland, but 2-1 in the ninth. Jose Ramirez goes deep and the announcers start talking like, we're going to be playing baseball for a long time. Then Naquin comes up and, you know, what are you doing in that outfield, Melvin Upton, a.k.a. B.J. Upton? Allows the Naquin to get around the base paths, and I think that that's one of those defining moments of what could be a championship season. I might be getting a little bit greedy in Cleveland, but maybe not.
And to be quite honest with you, man, I think maybe a while ago I planted that seed. I said, you know, LeBron James gets it done for the Cavs and the city of Cleveland, obviously. Then you have this miraculous win streak with the Cleveland Indians earlier in the season. And then I said, you know what, maybe it's just one of those years, Jeff, and maybe since the Cavs win, maybe they keep this thing rolling and the Cleveland Indians somehow find a way to get a World Series for you guys. And you know, I kind of was saying it sort of kidding around, but sort of like, you know what, there's really nobody else that's really taken the bull by the horns in the American League, and the Cleveland Indians seem to be the team that, at least to me, that is taking the bull by the horns to a certain degree. So never know, man. I would not say it's impossible. I would say it's actually more than likely at this point for them to be the team that does at least go to the World Series. They're just playing the best baseball. I mean, the record shows it, but just in general, they've had a great season. Seriously, man.
Getting contributions from so many unexpected places. Yeah. A year after Lindor finishes second in the Rookie of the Year voting, Taylor Naquin certainly has an inside shot at it. You know, Corey Kluber is somewhat back to his Cy Young form, though the rest of the rotation isn't quite as dominant as they've been. But there's definitely some substance to what you're saying about the success in the air in Cleveland. The Cavaliers and the Indians are next door neighbors. And oh, by the way, guess who was in attendance on Friday night for Tyler Naquin's walk-off inside the park home run? But one LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, in the house, said something after the game along the lines of "Your next Indian." So, he's a unabashed Yankees fan, but he certainly has to enjoy the success in his hometown or his home region there. And you know, the Indians playing really good baseball. There's a number of teams in Major League Baseball that seem to be in cruise control, but I think the American League's wide open, especially with all of the injuries to the Texas Rangers, the really wide open race in the East. And, you know, John Poulter be on at some point this hour, I'm sure, to talk up those Houston Astros, because I think that with everything going on with the Texas Rangers, with Shue being out, with Fielder's career suddenly ending. You got a couple pitchers coming back off of the DL. There's a lot of mystery there in Arlington. So we don't know what's going on in the American League playoffs, but I think that you can pencil in the Cleveland Indians for October 2016. Whether they advance or not, that's why they play the games. But for right now, I think that that's a team, along with the Chicago Cubs, that you can basically make an appointment to see them in October.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a 7-game lead right now, the Cleveland Indians, over over Detroit. Kansas City, 8 games back. The Cubs, disappointingly.
The Royals playing really good baseball, though. If they could overcome these injuries and play near perfect the rest of the way, you never know. Maybe they get a wild card shot. Never rule out the champs.
Yeah, they've won 7 in a row. And I was saying the White Sox, a disappointing 12.5 back, 6 games below 500. So that's somewhat of a shock there. And the Twins definitely fell off of what they did last year. Probably somewhat more expected there, but maybe not as dramatic as it's been. The Blue Jays, we talked to John a week ago, and you know what? They were a half a game ahead then. They're a half a game ahead now. So nothing has really changed there. You guys have gained 2 games. I'm talking about you guys, as in the Cleveland Indians have gained 2 games. So now a 7-game lead for you guys. The Rangers, another team that, like you said, they may have some issues and whatnot, and only 6-4 in the last few games, a lot of injuries, but they're still 6 games ahead of the Mariners. And the Astros that you talk about, 9.5 games back. So, you know, John made a bold prediction about them. He looked pretty good for a while, and then they were surging. Now, you know, they're kind of a 500 team. I mean, they're a little bit better, but it seems to be that that's who they are this year. We're 120 some odd games through, and that seems to be who the Houston Astros are, at least to me at this point.
I'm curious about John Poulter's Toronto Blue Jays, because you look at the contract situation. You got Bautista expiring. You got Encarnacion expiring. Probably could only sign one of the two, depending on what the budget is there. But I imagine they didn't bring in Mark Shapiro to have an open checkbook. I think that he's brought in to be a numbers guy, to play a little bit of money ball, if you will. And one of those guys is going to walk, and quite frankly, I think that they'd be better off letting Joey Bats walk because of his one-dimensional approach to the outfield versus what you get with Encarnacion. But the point being, the Toronto Blue Jays window might be closing, and we're already, you know, we're past that first deadline. We're approaching that waiver wire trade deadline. Curious to see if the Blue Jays make another move, maybe.
Yeah, and they did. We know that what they did last year to make a few moves so that they could get that final push to make the playoffs. And
they're still riding those moves. Those weren't necessarily all player rentals. Tulo's still there. So they've got some things going on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, I want to – let's just go real quickly – to something that's a little more, not necessarily near and dear to our hearts, but closer to our hearts. The Arizona Diamondbacks are absolutely dreadful. I'm hearing all kinds of rumors and rumblings there. The Giants, somehow, only a half a game lead over the Dodgers. There's a number that I don't really usually make that big of a deal about, but it's that differential number, and you notice the teams that are pretty much at the top of the divisions, with the exception of one, which is interesting. The Boston Red Sox have a differential of plus 121, and they do not lead their division. They're the only team with the highest differential to not lead their league in their division, per se. The Cleveland's at a plus 104, and they lead their league. The Rangers, they're the other exception to the rule. Only a plus 5, and they lead their league. The Nationals, this is a staggering. The next two are going to be staggering. The Nationals, plus 146. The Cubs, plus 212. I'm sorry, 215. So that's not a number that usually means something that much, but for some reason, it does mean something, Jeff.
You brought this up, so I started looking at the standings. I can't believe that the Boston Red Sox have scored almost 700 runs and nobody else is even close. So
yeah,
they're putting the runs on the board. They brought in David Price. You know, a little bit disappointing there, but you know, Stephen Wright, when he's healthy, a guy that they acquired from the Indians in a trade a few years back for a career AAA, or, you know, as I like to call them, quadruple A guys that are good at AAA but just can't play in Major League Baseball. So the Red Sox have some things going on, but they could be one of those teams on the outside looking in, despite how dominant they've been. They're just not scoring those runs at the right times.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how they shape up the rest of the way, but they're definitely in a dogfight.
And they're only a half game out.
Yeah, you know, they're in a dogfight, so... look, I think that they may wind up getting it done. Big Poppy may get one final run through the playoffs and the postseason to make his dash into retirement. But we'll see how it all shakes out. On the other side, I believe we are going to hook up with John Poulter, so we'll probably continue talking baseball. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a lot going on in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back, everybody.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7867. 7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorfon Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Many things happening in the sports world. We've been talking baseball, and we're going to keep it in baseball because we now have our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man.
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. How are you guys this morning?
We can't complain. Another interesting day here in the Valley of the Sun. Got a little strange weather in the evening last night. I got dumped on pretty hard for a while. Jeff, did you, by the way? I mean, did it reach Phoenix or no?
You know, it's kind of weird the way the weather hits Scottsdale. It never quite gets to me quite as rough as it does in your Facebook videos and whatnot when it's really storming out. But good morning, John. You know, we should be at each other's throats in theory right now.
Hold on a sec. You know what, Scott? We might need that queued up one more time for us, you know, just to kind of bring that back for John so he can reminisce on what happened in the ninth inning the other day.
Well, I don't know how to explain that. Unfortunately, timing was not good for me in terms of watching this series. Couldn't have been scheduled at a worse time for us. I was at a family function on Friday night, so I was following the game on my phone, and was at the wedding of the son of a very good friend of mine yesterday, so I was following it on the phone yesterday. And ninth inning heroics in both games, and kind of an interesting series because clearly these teams are very close in terms of ability, and two very close games, but two very different games. Friday night being a very tight game that was won with a great ninth inning by the Indians on Friday night, and yesterday a little bit of a slugfest, the Jays blowing a five-run lead, letting the Indians back into the game, and then just hanging on for dear life. So it's been an interesting series. I guess we should have expected it. I think both teams probably obviously would have liked to have swept the series, but I think both teams would be happy with two out of three, and certainly that's going to happen for one team since game three is today, and they've each won the first game. So a great time of year to have baseball between two good geographic rivals and two longtime rivals from the old days of the American League East before the Indians were moved over to the Central Division. So looking forward to game three this afternoon, and hopefully round one of what may be the next series might be the postseason.
Hey, John, just in case you missed what happened, we're going to kind of reminisce here for both you and Jeff. One positive, one negative.
Naquin with a drive, deep right field. Saunders back at the wall. Can't make the play. Naquin up to the races. He'll go all the way to third. Sorbo waving him around. Unbelievable.
Well, now, let me break that down a little bit because if you just watch it, I watch the Cleveland feed and the Detroit feed as I often do when something happens, just to catch the atmosphere from both sides, from these announcing crews that spend 162 games a year with these teams. And on the Cleveland side, they never showed what happened. They just panned out to the outfield, and B.J. Upton, Melvin Upton Jr., is sitting on his bum with his legs facing the right field foul pole, and trying to throw it to the cutoff man, basically facing backwards towards the wall, throwing it across his body. And there was no question that Naquin was going to make it all the way around third once he got sent, except for the fact that he almost stumbled. A little bit of wet turf there, and I think that that's what might have led to it, because when you watch the Blue Jays feed on Rogers, you could see Upton going to field the ball, and as he picks it up, he slips, and that's what granted Cleveland the opportunity to come around all the way around the bases there. But really, really strange play, but great atmosphere. A lot of Blue Jays in the house for that one and the other two games in the series. And I think that Cleveland fans look at a potential postseason series with the Toronto Blue Jays having to deal with a lot of the Canadians in their house there at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, it's interesting from the standpoint that I was absolutely shocked that we would see an inside-the-park home run win a ball game. I know it's happened before. I can't remember if I've ever seen it. I can't remember when it might have happened, but I'm sure it has happened in the past. But I was just thinking on Friday night when I was sort of looking at the way that game unfolded, that I guess I've been watching baseball over 40 years, and I've probably seen 4,000 baseball games, not all of them in completion, but I've seen two things this year that I don't recall ever seeing before, and that's an inside-the-park home run to win a game in the bottom of the ninth, and a guy balking in the winning run, which I think the Padres did a little while, the Giants and the Padres did a little while ago. So they say that every day you go to the ballpark, you've got a very good chance of seeing something you've never seen before, and I think that's probably very true this year as well.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Hey, let's keep it moving. Both your teams still atop the divisions, and nothing has changed for you guys, John, as far as the Blue Jays go. Still a half a game, and that's where they were as we spoke a week ago. Jeff, however, his team was five games ahead a week ago. They've increased it to seven games now. I would say both those teams are making postseason play, like you said. The Rangers seem to be the cream of the crop there. They do have some injuries to deal with, but the Astros, look, I know you made a bold prediction, but I'm going to make a bold prediction too and say this is who they are, as Denny Green used to say, and God rest him, you know, as he's in peace now, but he used to say, you know, they are who we thought they were. And at this point, I think that the Houston Astros are about a 500 baseball team.
I can't disagree. I've been very disappointed in the consistency of the Astros this year. I mean, there's been two or three times where they've been on a streak where they've looked like world beaters. And then there's been two or three times where they've been on streaks where they look like they couldn't beat Sisters of the Poor. And I have to wonder if maybe they've just rested on last year's laurels just a little bit too much and perhaps took a little bit too much for granted. But I think that race is going to get closer yet because Texas has got an infirmary there in terms of the disabled list, and it still could get close. But a team that's coming along in the Central is Kansas City, and as you pointed out, never count the champs out. Not suggesting that they're going to come back and win the division, but they're certainly going to make it very interesting.
Yeah, like you said, they've won seven in a row at Kansas City and 9-1 in their last 10 games. So absolutely, they definitely have the heart of a champion, and they're going to go out there and give it all they have. Speaking of that, I kind of want to ask you about the Nationals, a team that has been teetering on that championship-style-like performance ability. And now have they finally turned that corner and they are a team to really be reckoned with come postseason play?
Well, you look at the record and you would certainly think so. I think they're benefiting from a couple of things here. Number one is the influence of a new manager, and that's not to say that Baker is better than his predecessor. I just think sometimes change is as good as a rest. And I think the other thing that they're benefiting from is the fact that the rest of that division is pretty mediocre to weak this year. So they have a chance to put it in cruise control and get themselves a good spot for the postseason in terms of seeding. And who knows? It could be their year.
You know, John, we talked about the champs, but I want to ask you about the National League champs. 12.5 games out as it sits here in mid-August. Doesn't look like they're going to make a run even for the wild card, though they are only a couple games behind Miami, perhaps for that. What's the big difference between the 2015 National League champions and what we're seeing from the 2016 Metropolitans?
Very good question. I guess the two obvious ones would be that the pitching hasn't been as good, and that's always been something that we've seen the Mets build on and has been their strong suit. And I think the other thing is that offensively they've been woefully weak. Although Cepedas came back yesterday and hit two monster home runs, so maybe he's going to put some life back in that team. But certainly the pitching hasn't been as good, and the offense hasn't been as good, and that's usually not a good recipe for winning.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is, the Nationals have gotten out pretty solid and played solid the whole year. Mets just haven't been the same team as they were last year. John, as always, we're up against it, so we do appreciate you taking time out with us, as always. Anything for us before you get out of Dodge here?
No, I don't think so, thanks. We're getting down to crunch time now, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see if any other of the other contending teams make a last-ditch effort to pick somebody up before the final waiver trade deadline on the 31st of August, which I guess is a week away. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. I don't see all of these teams that are in close races staying put, so I think there's going to be some activity. It's going to be interesting to see what it might be.
John, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
Have a good week, and we'll chat next weekend.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us on the program. Does a great job covering baseball like he always does for us. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The USA are pressing him. Bolt in front. He's getting to the front now from Japan. And the star of the show does it again. Usain says goodbye to the Olympic Games. Japan gets a surprise silver medal. And the United States have finished third.
Saving money on your cooling bills this summer could be as easy as the flip of a switch. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about programmable thermostats right after this.
Step 1. Make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step 2. Pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step 3. 2 hours later, back to your list. Step 4. Pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step 5. Go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
You can save as much as 10% on cooling bills by turning the thermostat up a few degrees for 8 hours each day. And you can do that automatically by installing a programmable thermostat. These devices allow you to adjust the times your air conditioning operates according to a preset schedule that you create to match your lifestyle. For example, this summer you could program the thermostat to let the house be a few degrees warmer during the daytime while you're away at work. Then, just before you arrive home in the evenings, it would bring the temperature back down to a comfortable level. If you decide to take the day off and stay home, you can simply override the thermostat. The best part is there's no need for an electrician because they're easy to install and many are available for as little as $50. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Gatlin got a good enough start. Bolt was a bit slow to begin. He's got some work to do. Gatlin's in front. Bolt stretching out now. He's coming after him. He's immortal now. Usain's done it. Gatlin challenged for the silver medal. 9.80 all the way from Beijing to London and now to Rio. It is one of the greatest athletic achievements of all time. if not the very greatest.
We are witnessing history. The great champion adds to his legend. He wins the 200 and beats DeGrasse in 1979. This is a moment in time. A moment in sporting time that we will never forget.
What the hell's going on out here?
Talk to the hand.
Unbelievable.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. And speaking of unbelievable, the Olympics have definitely been that. Mostly all positive. Well, let's kind of get into it a little bit, Jeff. Again, it is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me each and every week like he is. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But truth be told, I mean, Usain Bolt is incredible. The guy is unbelievable at sprinting. The fastest guy that I mean, for 12 years, you know, I talk about greatness and I talk about Michael Phelps and his dominance over the span of time that he's done it. 12 years to be the fastest man in the world in the 100 and 200, it's pretty remarkable, Jeff. It really is. You just don't – you don't really see that kind of greatness and that span of greatness in a sport like track and field.
To dominate the 100 and the 200, and I know it doesn't seem like long distances, but that 200, you do get winded. I mean, you can sprint it a little more than you can sprint the 400 if you're a layperson like me or not a world-class athlete anyway. But to do it in – Bolt on both sides is just incredible. We've seen people dominate the 100. We've seen guys like Carl Lewis, you know, to keep it American. You know, we've seen Michael Johnson run the 200 in his gold shoes. But even though he's not an American, Usain Bolt, the Jamaican sprinter, is really embraced globally and definitely in the U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah, man. He's an icon for sure. I mean, you see it. Every time he goes out there on the track, he's putting on a show. He's charismatic. He's obviously the fastest man in the world. So he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the accolades that he's achieved. The guy's incredible. But it's just wild when you think about the span of greatness between he and Michael Phelps in those two sports. Swimming, you know, for Michael Phelps to go out pretty much the way that he came in, maybe even better on the way out, being honest with you. Because to me, if you can do that when you're in your 30s the same way you could when you were in your 20s or even your teens when you're talking about swimming and some of these sports, there's something really to be said for that longevity. Usain Bolt, he goes out there for 12 years and just dominates. I mean, it's unheard of. It's pretty remarkable. And it's like making me question my Mount Rushmore of top athletes. Like, it's so hard to come up with five, you know, it really.
Well, there's only four. There's only four on the Rushmore. So.
No. But what I'm saying, like, I last week I said to you, I've got who's in your top five of all time athletes. Like, my top five is expanding. It's like, I've got a top 10. I don't know if I have a top five. That's my point. I don't think I have a top four. I don't think I have a top three anymore. It's like it's impossible to do that with everything that we see and how people are able to dominate their sports. And, you know, in today, I mean, again, it's one thing for people to do it like back in the day. Today, to go out there and dominate the way that Phelps has done it, the way that Usain Bolt has done it, the way that Djokovic has done it, the way that Serena has done it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you have top four or five anymore? You have to have like a top 10. It's impossible, man.
I can't even come up with a clear-cut number one in a lot of sports. I think that Muhammad Ali is definitely up there. But, I mean, is Babe Ruth your default for baseball? Would Jim Brown be your default for football? You know, I think of Tiger Woods, but if I'm going to put Tiger Woods on there, I still got to look at the fact that Jack Nicklaus trumps his accomplishments at this point in the game. So, I mean, you're talking about Mount Rushmore, and do you put Serena Williams on there? Do you put Federer on there? Do you put one of the more contemporary tennis people up there? I mean, it's just – it's such an impossible task even to come up with a number one, you know. To put somebody on there in this theoretical sports Rushmore, it's very difficult because you're going to put somebody up there and there's going to be a good debate to be had that they're not even the best at their own sport. I think that the conversation changes a little bit with Michael Phelps, with Usain Bolt, probably with Nicholas and Tiger Woods. I think that that's a clear cut number one and two, but it's a fun discussion because it's such an impossible place to go and have an undisputable number one, even in your own sport, let alone the entire sports landscape.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's becoming more and more difficult because we're seeing such great achievements by people all the time and repeated achievements of greatness by people all the time. So, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if you watched the tennis at the Olympics, but that was unbelievable. I mean, seriously, the efforts that we got out of people that haven't played well in so long, like a Juan Martín Del Potro, who has been injured for nearly 3 years with wrist problems, went out there and, you know, really represented his home country of Argentina, like, so well. It was unbelievable. And international – when you watch international sports, I don't know about you, but – It takes on a whole different meaning, man. Like, seriously, have you been watching the way that these crowds get emotionally involved when you're watching international competition? Like, honestly, I don't think there's – I love, like, football. We love it. We're passionate about it. But there's something different about international competition, man.
You know, I'm all about atmosphere, so it's been a lot of fun to watch the Brazilians compete in these Olympics. Yeah, I didn't feel it so much with Greece because there were a lot of token slots given to the Greeks. But, you know, as we progressed, I think that Beijing, you know, the Chinese are obviously very proud of their countrymen. 2012, we went to London, and the Brits were very much into it. You know, even though we didn't get it in Chicago here in 2016, that it goes down to Rio. Those Brazilians, especially in their, you know, in their home sports, I would say basketball is one where they're big. Soccer, obviously, but you know, even things like handball, and that's a crazy anti-soccer type of sport with the 3-point line and everything. We were watching a little bit of Taekwondo last night or on Saturday night, so. Mm-hmm. You know, when the host country competes, and obviously when the Americans compete, that's when the needle moves for me. I think that we see a lot more professional athletes that we get to see more often than once every 4 years. So the Olympics has lost its edge for me on the whole. But I like what you're saying about international competition. I think that you really get into it because it's not just picking and choosing favorites. It's kind of your birthright to support this team and root for them, you know, even if you don't necessarily want to. And I know that the United States basketball team has a gold medal game, but I've learned so much to dislike those Golden State Warriors that are on that team that I don't know that I'm as excited about USA basketball as I have been in the past.
Interesting. I mean, look, the bottom line is I've been really, really encouraged by watching the international competition and the spirit of the games. And for the most part, look, you're always going to have a couple of bad things that happen, like we saw with the Egyptian guy and the Israeli guy and the nonsense with Ryan Lochte having to make a little bit of a scene for himself.
Hey, we got a few minutes. Let's get into that, man.
I mean, look, that's a guy who's starving for attention. I'm sorry, but that's the way I see it. Absolutely starving for attention. And I know you said something on my Facebook page when I wrote something about this and saying, you know, like, how sad it basically is for this guy to have to go out there and fabricate a story to become a story when, you know what, you're not a story. And I'm not about that, man. I'm sorry. I don't find anything cool about that. I think the story would have been cooler if he's like, hey, look, me and my buddies, we were a little wasted. We got crazy at a gas station. I mean, just tell the story, like, truthfully and exaggerate exactly kind of what happened a little bit. That's cool. But to change a story completely and make yourself look like a fool, that's pretty stupid, man.
Well, I think that the story got out of hand because Ryan Lochte's mom decided to talk to the media. I think that he brought up the, you know, he's the teenager that tells the part of the truth that makes him look okay. I got robbed at gunpoint. But why did you get robbed at gunpoint? Because the Brazilian authorities aren't like the American authorities. And, you know, you'll see this anytime you cross the Rio Grande into Mexico, into Central America, and into South America. That as much as we hate our police here, our police don't extort money from petty criminals who commit fourth degree misdemeanors, you know, and I'm not supporting or endorsing Ryan Lochte and all of his buddies' vandalism and their shenanigans that they got into, but they got shaken down at the scene for $400 by Brazilian security officers, police officers, military members, who knows, and Ryan Lochte probably didn't know. It does not justify his actions, but when he says he's held up at gunpoint, that's what being encountered by law enforcement is outside of these borders. And, you know, while it's obviously not completely the truth, there is a little bit of truth to it. And then they were extorted into another $11,000 forced donation. So, you know, shame on you too, Brazil, but definitely shame on Ryan Lochte in this whole thing.
Yeah, everybody just kind of like got their own little agenda on how they wanted to handle things. But, you know, truth be told, for the most part, I really enjoyed the competition, the spirit of the competition, the international, just there's so much more going on. Like the tennis was like, it didn't matter that it was Juan Martín Del Potro and Andy Murray. Like they're not the home countries, but people really got behind Del Potro because, you know what, if you know anything about tennis, you know that this guy's battled, and to see him back out on the court the way that he was battling was just inspiring. So I'm taking away a lot of things that are inspiring to me, inspirational, if you will, because I saw guys make great efforts when it had been such a long time that we saw that kind of play out of these guys. And Del Potro, 145 in the world, that's insane. The guy's a top 10 player when he's healthy. So what I'm trying to say is sometimes the spirit of competition literally brings out the best in people. And for Juan Martín Del Potro, going to the Olympics may have rejuvenated his professional tennis career, Jeff.
Yeah, and you like the positive stories. I mean, in general, people should like the positive stories. And that's what we should get out of the Olympics. And when we watch the closing ceremonies on Sunday night, I hope that we look back at these Olympics as, you know, nobody got, you know, the Zika virus didn't ruin everything. You know, the cruddy conditions in the natural waters off the coast of Rio didn't ruin anything. Ryan Lochte didn't ruin anything.
Yeah.
And the poor sport Muslim from Egypt that refused to shake the Jewish or Israeli's hand did not ruin anything. It was a good games. It was a good 3 weeks of competition. And, you know, we'll do it all again in 4 years.
Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Remember, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And we rebroadcast every Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us. Does a great job each and every week with us. Love talking to that guy about baseball or hockey or just in general about whatever. But also love talking to Jeff, who's my tag team partner in crime week in and week out. Watching a little bit of this bronze medal game with Australia and Spain right now. Good game, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Good athletes on the floor. Yeah, you got to consider the who we've seen from the land down under during the NBA finals. We've seen Bogut, we've seen Dellavedova. Spain has always been strong. These games aren't quite like they were in 92. Do you think that the rest of the world is catching up, or the U.S. is getting a little bit more lax? I know that they win games by 30, but they also beat Spain by 3 points in a close one in open round play a couple days ago.
Look, man, it's competition. It's the spirit of competition. You know, even when you're supposed to go out and do things, you still have to do it. And it's up to the other guys on the other side to make it as difficult as possible. So, look, you can't take anything away from people that go out there and compete. And, look, more often than not, the U.S. is going to do their job and kick some butt, but every now and then they got to be ready for a fight. So be ready for a fight with Serbia, to be honest with you. Anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. ¶¶
USA Radio News with Joe Gomez.
U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte says he over-exaggerated when claiming to be robbed at gunpoint in Rio during an interview with NBC's Matt Lauer. Lochte admitted he left out important details when giving his account of the story, saying, "That's why I'm in this mess." Donald Trump continues to reach out to minority voters.
My goal is to provide every African-American child in our country with access to the ladder of American success.
Speaking at a rally in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Trump says he realizes the Republican Party must do better to appeal to African-Americans. He says the GOP is the party of Abraham Lincoln and wants it to be the home of African-American voters again.
She would rather provide a job to a refugee living overseas than a young, unemployed African-American youth in Virginia.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Firefighters are making headway against wildfires burning in California. The massive Blue Cut fire has scorched about 37,000 acres north of San Bernardino and is more than 70% contained. Fire officials say more than 100 homes have been destroyed in the blaze. Planning to head out of town for Labor Day? USA Radio's Chris Barnes has important information.
Many find it hard to believe Labor Day is almost here. As it draws closer, Orbitz is revealing some of the most popular destinations for the upcoming holiday weekend. Senior editor Janine Tornator explains some of the big destinations being booked on Orbitz.
We have Las Vegas, followed by Los Angeles, Chicago, San Diego, and New York.
She says big cities tend to be popular at Labor Day time because they still have lots of events going on as the summer's coming to an end. And she says this year they're seeing a steady comparison to last year when it comes to travel expenses. If you're traveling within the U.S., airfare averaging just over $300 for a round-trip ticket, and hotels, they're averaging $185 a night.
This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
As her lead in multiple national polls over Donald Trump continues to grow, Hillary Clinton is reportedly crafting an agenda for her possible presidency. The Washington Post reports the Clinton campaign is focusing on assembling a cabinet that is roughly equal with men and women. Clinton has also pledged to overhaul immigration laws. Republicans are using their weekly address to stump for their Better Way policy agenda for 2017.
The first job of the federal government is to keep our country safe. And if we've learned anything over the past 8 years, it's that the president's foreign policy is not doing the job. Look no further than the vanishing red line in Syria, the faulty reset with Russia, the attempt to lead from behind in Libya, followed by the rise of a terrorist safe haven on the Mediterranean Sea. He made a dangerous nuclear deal with Iran. He has not done enough to take on ISIS. You add all of this up, and what do you see? All across the world, our enemies don't fear us, and our friends don't trust us. The president's foreign policy has left a power vacuum, which our rivals are all too happy to fill. So to say this foreign policy is not making us any safer is, well, an understatement. But we House Republicans need to take action. It's not enough to sit on the sidelines. It's not enough to criticize. We have to propose an alternative.
I'm Joe Gomez, USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfan Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there is a whole heck of a lot of things going on in the sports world. From the Olympics winding down to the NFL football action taking place. It's preseason, but you know what? That just means one thing. We're that much closer to real, live football. And I know how everybody is. I love football. You love football, too. Baseball coming into our final home stretch here for the most part. Around 40 games or so left. Maybe just under that. And I really can't believe I'm going to say this next thing, Jeff. But I'm watching the bronze medal game, and I'm watching a backcourt of Matty Dellavedova and Patty Mills for Australia. That's really not a bad backcourt, man.
You got to be proud if you're that coach at St. Mary's to see these guys perform not only in the NBA, which is the next level that everybody wants to get to, but on the international stage for their country down under, where those WCC teams tend to recruit.
Great basketball game, too, by the way. It's a one-point game with about 2 minutes left, 82-81. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to get into some sports conversation on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Again, spinning, going up against Yule, Thompson. Oh, and Thornton with a flying stuff. DeAndre Jordan. The United States will advance to the gold medal game.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. The marvelous one on the call. Talking about Team USA and how they're going to be battling for gold. Maybe a little bit of a surprise that they're playing Serbia and not Australia. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I'm watching a heck of a game between Australia and Spain right now. One-point game, 84-85, 41.4 left to play in the game. Jeff, what did you think of DeAndre Jordan's comments? I know a lot was made about it when he was talking about how winning gold would be bigger than winning an NBA championship. And I understand getting caught up in the moment. And at that moment in time, a gold medal is probably more important than an NBA championship. But realistically, do you take what DeAndre Jordan said to heart, or do you think it was, like I said, he was in the heat of the moment?
I take it about as seriously as the promise he made to Mark Cuban to go play for the Dallas Mavericks. you know what? I can appreciate what these guys are all saying in the moment. You know, there's guys on that team, Kyrie Irving, Draymond Green, Harrison Barnes, Klay Thompson. You know, there's guys that have rings on that team. Kevin Durant's not saying this, and DeAndre Jordan honestly should not be saying this, but you're in the moment. You want everybody, you want your teammates to believe that you're chasing down something very special. Some of them will never have an opportunity. DeAndre Jordan, perhaps among them, may never have an opportunity to win an NBA championship. So they do have a chance, and they have a very good chance to win a gold medal at these 2016 Summer Olympic Games in Brazil. And I think that they should be focused on the task at hand. And I have zero problem with guys like DeAndre Jordan saying something like that. So I'm okay with it. I don't agree with it, but I don't really object to him saying it either. I don't think he should have, but I can appreciate why he would have.
Heat of the moment, that's what I think. You know, look, bottom line is it's an accomplishment for sure. Don't get me wrong. I think it's definitely cool to go out there and represent your country, and obviously winning gold is the ultimate goal for everybody when they're going out there, and that's what they set out to do.
You know something, Dorf, as easy as this is, as easy as it appears to be for them to get the job done, and as many people that are going to shake this off and dismiss it as not something competitive, we could think back to 2004. We could think back to D. Wade and LeBron and Coach K having to come back and say, we weren't good enough. And that's something they've made sure to organize this thing a little bit better. You put Jerry Colangelo in charge. You turn it over from Coach K to perhaps Popovich and this thing seriously now. But the fear of losing, I mean, the appreciation for winning is far outweighed by the stigma that would come with losing.
With that being said, this is not an A-plus or an A-team. I hate to say it. This is like a B or maybe a B-plus team. They don't have that one guy that is just so special and so recognized by his peers, you know, like a Michael Jordan, like a LeBron James who declined to play, like a Steph Curry who also declined to play.
Isn't that a shame though, when you're talking about that and you think about Kevin Durant in the next sentence and all the opportunity was granted to him with LeBron stepping aside, with Steph, his new teammate, stepping aside, that he could have really owned the spotlight. And I think that he's proven that he maybe is not an alpha. You know, everybody said LeBron was not an alpha for going and joining Wade. But I mean, and that turned out to not be true, I think. I think that we can all agree
with
that.
Obviously.
But when you say Durant's not an alpha, that he couldn't handle being an alpha, you know, being a dual alpha with Russell Westbrook, and he said some things about Westbrook, in the in between. Again, I think that we could go back to heat of the moment with that, but he has not said I belong in this conversation with his play and with his actions this summer. I think it's kind of a sad thing. I feel bad for a guy like Kevin Durant. I feel like he's had all the opportunity. He's got so much talent, but maybe that mental aspect isn't there when it comes to being a leader or to being the one and only superstar. And the opportunity presented itself in these games, and he did not act on it.
See, I don't think people understand how difficult that task, what you're talking about, really is, and how special of an individual you have to be able to go out there and demand the respect and be that leader for your team. I just don't think it's like – I don't think people understand how difficult that task really is. And we think that he should be able to do that. And because he can score pretty much at will most times and whatnot. And for the most part, the way I look at Kevin Durant is he's a on the floor leader. That's what he is. He knows what he has to do with the basketball, and he goes out and he does it. Is he a guy that's going to get in your face and get in your ear and maybe tell you this is the way it's going to be? I've never seen that side of him. Have you? Seriously?
No, I can't even think of a defining game for Kevin Durant. Hey, but it probably happened at Texas. That's how long ago it happened.
I'm just saying, I think that we overlook that special quality that Michael Jordan has, that LeBron James has, that Kobe Bryant had, man. I mean, I really do. I think that Shaquille O'Neal had. We're overlooking that how special that you have to be somebody that everybody else just kind of like fears, to be honest with you. There has to be that like I'm a little bit afraid of that guy. Like if he doesn't like me, man, I may not be playing because he doesn't want me on the floor with him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like and I don't see Durant like that. I see Durant like hey, come on, man, come on, let's go, come join with me. Come on, man, you're on my squad. Come on.
I think LeBron took a while to get there too. I think what made Jordan so special was, once he got over the hump that was the Knicks and the Pistons in the East, and once he started making it to the NBA Finals,
yeah,
he took his shadow cast such a large shadow. He cast such a large shadow that Magic Johnson, you know, we were saying goodbye to him before we knew that we were about to say goodbye to him, at least from a playing days perspective, because Jordan just owned those finals. You know, right, you know, after game one, everybody thought, okay, you know, the kid's still not ready, but Jordan owned it right away. You know, LeBron even took two seasons with the Heat after being on the doorstep of it so often with Cleveland. It took until LeBron won the title for you to really respect him for that. And that's not just because he won the title. It's because he led them to a title there in that 2012, NBA Finals against Durant's team. And, you know, Durant and Westbrook were just as overwhelmed in that series as James was with the Cavaliers going up against the Spurs in the 2007 Finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, the opportunity was definitely there. And if there's anybody that did take the opportunity, you know, I'd say that Jimmy Butler has been pretty darn good. He's shown a lot of strength around the basket. His teammates run to him when he gets hit. You know, I've seen that kind of leadership out of him in a sense, but I don't think that he necessarily needs to display it there when he's got D Wade with him now. That role will be a little bit more easy for him to handle. But Wade has already said, look, that's your team. And so maybe that's why Jimmy Butler is the guy that's kind of standing out to me as
he
a leader.
He is special. I can't wait to see him this year with D-Wade in that backcourt.
All right, man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
It works for me.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And that would obviously mean we're going to turn our heads to some NFL football for a little bit here. And still to come, Shane Koenig, our football, basketball, everything insider that we ever need. So he'll be coming in about 15 minutes or so. But
it works for me.
Yeah, definitely. There has been some action already going on in the NFL. As we all know, Tom Brady out to start. Aaron Rodgers in to start. My guy. And I hate to say it, but I'm calling it right now. I'm going to say it right now. Super Bowl 51 is going to be the following teams. Are you ready, Jeff?
Shoot.
Green Bay, and it's not because I'm a homer. It's just because they're the best. I swear, they're going to be the best team in the NFC. You'll see. With a healthy Jordy, if he is healthy. With A-Raj being the guy that he is, we know he's the most accurate quarterback there is in the league. And Eddie Lacy has obviously taken it upon himself to be in better shape. He finally listened to Mike McCarthy. And I've always kind of been a little bit up on Mike McCarthy. I'm not like a huge fan of his. Guy wins a lot of games though. Okay, he really does. And let's be honest, he's had a lot of help in that sense because when you have Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, you should win a lot of football games. So I understand that, okay? And that's why maybe I've been a little bit more tough on him and more difficult and more tough on the Green Bay Packers in general because I'm not satisfied with what they've done over the past 20 years, Jeff. And that's why I think this year is a must. This is like a must Super Bowl win. So I really think the Green Bay Packers are going to get to the Super Bowl. And on the other side, I'm going with one of two teams. So there may be at some point we may have to talk about this a little further because obviously I've got to get it down to one. But I like, for some reason, I'm going to like an angry Tom Brady once again, okay? I'm sorry, but that's just common sense. And if anybody's like, oh, that's easy to call. Well, no, it's common sense to a certain degree, too. I mean, the guy is – he knows how to take things personal. We saw what he did last year. He'll take it personal once again. So for me to not say that the Patriots are going to be in the Super Bowl is a little crazy. So that's one of my teams. And then the team that I think could be on the outside looking in, and they're my dark horse, I guess, if you will, that's the Pittsburgh Steelers and Big Ben. I think they're ready and poised because they themselves have some issues with off-season, off-field problems. Le'Veon Bell will be sitting out for a while. So I think that they're going to be playing like with a little bone, a little chip on their shoulder too. So Green Bay playing either the Steelers or the Patriots. That's my Super Bowl, Jeff.
You know, I really could go a long way with you on the AFC stuff. I think that you're right. I think that there is going to be an angry Brady. I think that Garoppolo gets them to 2-2. And that's, you know, I think that they could even afford to fall to 1-3 over those first 4 weeks of the season. They've got some good opponents on the roster. I'm not too worried about it. Now, on the NFC side, yeah, I feel that the Minnesota Vikings have a good chance to win the NFC North. They're a team that continues to be on the rise. I think that we'll find out a lot of truth about them this year, about how they respond to Mike Zimmer. And do they get tired of hearing him yell, because he's such an intense guy? And, you know, so I think that the Packers have a lot of competition in the NFC, not only in their own division. And I think that that's it. I mean, Chicago, Detroit, we know the stories there. I'm not too worried about that. But I think that Minnesota and Green Bay are going to be in a dogfight in that division. And then you have the Seattle Seahawks are still strong. I don't like the Cardinals as much as I did about 3 weeks ago for the Super Bowl, but the Cardinals are a tough team. So you have at least two difficult teams in that NFC West. Jeff Fisher is what he is. The Niners, you know, they've got a long way back with or without Chip Kelly. And, you know, I don't think that the East is much, but I think that that's a pretty treacherous road for Rodgers to encounter. And let's see if Jordy Nelson's all the way back. And what are we going to get out of that Green Bay defense? That's a big deal.
I'll tell you what, their defense looked pretty darn. That was a championship caliber defense last year, to be quite honest with you. It's just too bad that obviously A-Rodge did not have his full arsenal of receivers at that point in the season. They almost beat the Cardinals, with that being said, okay? And let's talk a moment about the Cardinals. And I understand it's preseason, man, and I don't get too emotionally attached to what I'm seeing, but I have actually checked out the Cardinals here and there in this preseason so far. And that offense looks absolutely atrocious. And I know that their first stringers aren't getting a ton of reps, but the reps they are getting, Jeff, are pathetic. And they're not moving the ball. Carson, I said this last year, man. I really did. I said this to you right after they got their asses handed to them by Carolina. Okay? I said I find this one's going to be tough for them to ever recover from, especially Carson Palmer. So I hate to say it, but I think no matter how talented the Arizona Cardinals are, they're going to take a step backwards. And it's just because their confidence is shaken. And I don't know if Carson ever gets his confidence back. I really mean that.
I think we'll know a lot more after week 3 of the preseason. I think that we'll know a whole heck of a lot more, because Tom Brady doesn't play defense. So you are going to see the New England Patriots defense up against those Cardinals first teamers the first night out. And that could be a shaky night. I mean, that could be one of those games like the you know, like that Bears game on Monday Night Football all those years ago, where it just all falls apart. I mean, there it fell apart late, but, you know, I just think that this is one where they can get themselves into quicksand. And, you know, they start out like 0-2 or something like that. I mean, these Cardinals are in trouble. Like I said, I like them for the Super Bowl coming out of the draft. I thought that they addressed their needs. They need somebody to get to the quarterback so that Cam Newton and Russell Wilson can't own them on the other side of the ball. But having seen the product as an abbreviated of a product as it is, you got to get 6 with all those weapons you have on that offense, or allegedly have on that offense.
Speaking of abbreviated, the Rams, obviously moving. How long do you think that's something that people are interested in?
What, the NFL in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
With Jeff Fisher teams, probably not for very long. He had Steve McNair for a long time, and that's when he was successful. We didn't talk about this a few weeks ago, but on August 8th, 8-8, you know, we didn't wish Jeff Fisher a happy Jeff Fisher Day, because they go 8-8 or 7-9 every year. So I don't know whether Jeff Fisher Day falls on July 9th or August 8th, but they are a vanilla football team. And if Jared Goff isn't the answer, with all that they've mortgaged in their future, they don't really have a big plan B, unless you want to give them the Barry Sanders career through the arms of Todd Gurley.
You know what happened for the first time in Melvin Gordon's career?
He was unable to run the football?
No, but you know, it does have something to do with running the football.
Did he fumble?
He ran in a touchdown for the first time in his NFL career, and obviously not in a regular season game, but that's the first time that he's actually seen – he caught a pass. I think it was like a 44-yard pass, that catch and run that he scored a touchdown on, but never has seen the end zone in his NFL career. Obviously only played 1 year, but as a rookie, did not see the NFL end zones. Do you think that bodes well for him and the Chargers?
The fact that he got into the end zone, or the fact that he didn't get into the end zone in his rookie year? I think that that's a bad thing, because he was such a touchdown machine at Wisconsin.
Right. That's why I'm saying, does this maybe have some, maybe this turns it around and this is a good thing for him, where all of a sudden he can get back into that end zone all the time and he is the force and he has a rebound year?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that he's got a great opportunity. You know, he flew under the radar. You know, if you want to call last season what he had last season a bad season, he flew under the radar because he played for a bad San Diego team. If he can do something to elevate that, you know, Phillip Rivers in that offense, I think Phillip Rivers is a really good quarterback that's just never had a great team around him. You know, when he had Tomlinson on the line, he had no weapons to throw to. Now he's got weapons to throw to, and he needs answers in the running game, and it's up to Melvin Gordon to do that, because you don't see a lot of first round pick running backs, and Melvin Gordon was definitely one for the San Diego Chargers.
All right, so on the other side, we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our football insider here on the program, and talk to him about more of the stuff going on in the NFL, maybe even college. We can do whatever we want with Shane, because we know he's got us covered. But I do want to ask him about Dez, man. Is Dez going to be just off the hook this year? So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Radio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
When it's vacation time, you make plenty of plans, but do you plan for your plants? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to help your plants survive your summer vacation right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Most indoor plants are pretty resilient, and left unattended for a week or less, they'll do just fine if you water them thoroughly before you leave and make sure they have adequate light. If you plan to be away longer than a week, you should make arrangements for a friend or neighbor to water the plants. If that's not possible, here's another option. You can create a slow-release watering device for each plant by using plastic soda bottles. Clean a bottle for each plant. Try to match the size of the bottle to the size of the plant. Fill the bottles with water, but before you screw on the caps, drill one or two very small holes in them. Then, just before you leave, turn the bottle upside down and bury it into the soil for each plant container. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Many things happening in the sports world, as we know. Olympics are kind of coming up to an end here. We'll find out if the USA can win gold. Tough Serbia team that only lost to him by three and had a chance to tie it in that ball game that they played already, so... Don't be surprised if it is a tussle. Don't be surprised if the USA comes out and plays a great game and destroys them, to be honest with you, because it's competition, and you really never know who's necessarily going to show up. But I would expect this to be a little bit better game. And speaking of a little bit better game, we're going to bring in Shane Koenig, our football insider, to talk to us about some of the things going on in the NFL or whatever we want with him. But, Shane, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm really good. Good morning to you guys.
So, do you think I have things kind of right, at least at this point? Like, I don't know how much preseason football you've checked out, but I've watched a little bit here and there, and I know it's preseason, so I don't want to get caught speeding by any means, but if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, after what happened to me in Carolina, I would have liked to have come out in the preseason and shown that we were able to withstand maybe one of the worst losses you could ever withstand and come back and show that we have some grit and that we're a pretty decent football team. But it's been it's been different. It's been no offensive movement. They've been sputtering on offense. Fitzy a little banged up. Just Carson not looking sharp at all. And that to me was something that I said right after they got their butts handed to him, that I thought Carson Palmer would have a tough time recouping and recovering from such a terrible performance like that. Am I crazy, or am I maybe onto something? And I think that the Cardinals take a step back this year to a certain degree, Shane.
I think the preseason is always going to be tough because we always point to, you know, the Detroit Lions a couple years ago that go 5-0 and then lose every game during the regular season. But I think the preseason is also a good gauge, like you're talking about, where you look to your star players to hit the ground running and to just be ready for the season so that you're like, okay, well, now we can sit them and let's get the guys that need to develop and see some game action since we've changed practice schedules and full contact that happens with the new collective bargaining agreement. Let's get the young guys in there. I would say that Larry Fitzgerald being banged up isn't completely surprising because he's of his age. I think that they have enough wide receivers that they'll still be good and he'll be able to recover. But I've been surprised that Carson Palmer hasn't come out and played better because he's going to have a full, healthy team and he's going to have a healthy running back and running core that he can rely on more so he doesn't have to be as good as mm-hmm. he was last year or is relied upon. So I think that would be something that I would be looking for in that, you know, the game three of the preseason where it's going to be, like they say, your dress rehearsal, and then you play all the young guys in the fourth game. I think I would want to see some improvement there to really have confidence that my team is in the upper echelon of the NFC like they were last year and want to do this year, including trading for Chandler Jones and having everybody healthy and re-signing Larry Fitzgerald. I think they're trying to make a run at a Super Bowl, and so far it doesn't look like that. Even those first steps are being taken to that path.
Picking up Kamdiche in the first round, I mean, they made it clear what their priority was, effectively using their first two draft picks on edge rushers, you know, guys that are, you know, guys that you want to get to the quarterback and slow down the likes of Cam Newton. But let me shift it over to our defending champions team in your neck of the woods up there in Denver. Mark Sanchez, I don't think that anybody went into this quarterback race in Denver assuming that they were going to come out of camp with the job on opening day, but Mark Sanchez certainly doesn't help himself in a Gary Kubiak offense where you got to hang on to the football. Did he disqualify himself? Did he essentially hand the job to Trevor Siemian with his play against the Saints in week two of the preseason?
I think that, you know, when you looked at Trevor Siemian coming out with the starters and he leads them down the field and they get a touchdown, but then, and you're like, okay, so Broncos fans here got really excited. They're like, okay, Trevor Siemian, he, you know, we didn't expect this, but he's looking good. I wrote about on milehighbroncos.com how I think John Elway wants Trevor Siemian because he wants to save the money that Mark Sanchez might bring to spend on an Emmanuel Sanders and re-signing some other free agents during the season and getting them locked into contracts. But then he throws a pick six and shows that he is the young quarterback that everybody was surprised that he was even in the competition and is a young quarterback like we expect young quarterbacks to be in the NFL. Mark Sanchez comes in. He plays pretty well. He hits a couple big passes. They have another good drive. And then he does what Mark Sanchez has done and that we've talked about, you know, even on this show, is that Mark Sanchez looks good. And then when a time comes for crunch time play or something to rely on him, he ends up literally fumbling it away, and that's what happened. So I think that Gary Kubiak, after the game, said there's mistakes across the board. Both of them made mistakes, so we need to clean those up. And I think that they're in the same spot. I don't think they know what's going to happen. And I think if all things were equal, they're going to start Mark Sanchez as a veteran quarterback. I think that that could be something that could be divisive from what we hear from insiders and from people that are former players. I think a lot of the players really like Siemian and like the way that he approaches the game, but we'll see what happens in game three.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our football insider here on the program. Shane, let's just keep it going and going around the NFL. I said to Jeff, and you may have heard this, tell me what Melvin Gordon has done different already in the preseason than he did from all last year. And that is getting the end zone.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is that Melvin Gordon, just like a lot of your Wisconsin running backs from Ron Dayne on down, they just hand the ball off to him a lot. And I think for the first time in a while, Melvin Gordon was a little banged up last year. He got healthy and had a whole offseason to be able to prepare for what he saw in his first year. And just like we see, the NFL expects running backs to step in and be good right away. They're kind of that disposable razor of the NFL. You know, you get young and you don't want to pay them a lot, but, you know, Melvin Gordon went from Wisconsin has always had good running game, but went from bad offense to, you know, a new one with an offensive line that couldn't protect Phillip Rivers and wasn't great, and they've upgraded that a little bit in the offseason, and now he's running behind that line and being able to know what he's going to encounter with the speed of defenses and how quickly a hole can break. It gave him an offseason to just train for that and be able to prepare for it. And I don't think there's ever been a question that Melvin Gordon can hit a hole and get going. It was just whether or not that hole would be open for him and whether or not he had too much tread on the tires for him to be healthy for an entire season.
Do you think maybe the way that he got his touchdown was via pass and then a 44-yard scamper? Do you think maybe that's a more effective way to use Melvin Gordon moving forward for them?
I think it is for that offense. I think that even though they tried to address their offensive line, if you watch, I mean, I'm here in Denver. We see San Diego twice a year on TV,
yeah.
And I'm a Chiefs fan and watch them play. I was amazed that Phillip Rivers had any completions at all. let alone a borderline Pro Bowl season and a good season at all, because he was getting maybe a second and a half to throw. Keenan Allen was out for the half of the season, so he had nobody to throw to, and Melvin Gordon was banged up. So I feel like that pass, like we see with your Chip Kelly's, with your Andy Reid's, even with your Gary Kubiak, that pass allows Phillip Rivers to get rid of the ball quickly and gets it in the hands of a playmaker on the outside. I think that's always going to be effective, and that it was something that people were concerned about from Melvin Gordon when he was drafted last year, was can he be the back that is needed in the NFL, where he not only is going to be a good runner, but he can catch the ball and do something with it. And so far in this preseason, it shows that he's been working on that and has proven that he can do that.
Hey, Shane, let me ask you about two players that were big athletic quarterbacks in college. Terrell Pryor from Ohio State, Dak Prescott, the rookie from Mississippi State, who is playing a lot of quarterback. You know, obviously, he's not going to beat out Romo for that starting job there in Dallas, but you see two different paths. You know, maybe Prescott can make it work as a quarterback. Pryor, you know, there's been quarterbacks that have transitioned before to play other positions in the NFL, but I don't think that we've really often seen a guy go play as a starting NFL quarterback and then change positions. The success of both of them, do you think that that's going to determine a route for future players that are, you know, described as athletic but on the fence whether they could play quarterback or to use their skills in another position? How do you think that the play of those two players in 2016 and beyond affects that decision going forward for those?
Hey, let me just add this to that because it makes sense. Dez Bryant is one of the guys that Dak is throwing the ball to. So obviously that is part of the success for him. But also just tell us how dominant do you think Dez is going to be throughout the year as well? Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think the athleticism part has always been part of the NFL dialogue for a little while. I mean, it hasn't gone. We're talking about a person transitioning from a quarterback into a wide receiver, but you know, with the Chiefs and Antonio and the Chargers with Antonio Gates and these and Jimmy Graham, you know, I think the NFL is always looking for athletes and then trying to get them into a specific skill set so they can utilize them. I think Terrell Pryor has always been a freak athlete. He's always been that athlete that was I don't want to say otherworldly, but he was amazing with the ball. And when Urban Meyer applies his offense and the offense that he likes to run, like an Alex Smith, like a Tim Tebow, like they have when he was there with Terrell Pryor at Ohio State.
Well, they never crossed over.
I think NFL scouts see athleticism and they're saying, you know, I don't think that your vision and your quick reaction will allow you to play quarterback, but you're so good. Let's get you in a skill set that you know routes. You know how routes are run when you're a quarterback. Let's get you into this. And he's just excelled at that. And I think that that's going to continue. Dez Bryant, if he's healthy, he's going to be one of the best receivers in the NFL, period. So I think that he's always going to be dominant. He's got the skill set to do it. He's got the right quarterback that sticks up for him. And he's got the right offense and Jason Garrett, knowing that he's their bread and butter when it comes to wide receivers. And I think as long as he's healthy and his feet hold up and his body holds up, he'll always be a dominant wide receiver in the NFL.
What I mean is, are we looking at like record breaking yards and touchdown season stuff from him or no?
I think that he has the possibility of doing that. I think that they also want to protect Tony Romo. And I think the running game, their offensive line is one of the best. They've spent their draft picks on the right part of their team to be good over the long haul. I think they want to run the ball. I think that's why they got Ezekiel Elliott, and they want to protect Tony Romo. But I think that's the only thing that keeps Dez Bryant from having record-setting years is the offense says, hey, we've got a lead. We're up by a touchdown or two. Let's grind it out. Let's keep our defense off the field. Let's get our offensive line doing what they love to do best, which is run blocking. And let's get Ezekiel Elliott some yards and some grinding yards to slow the game down. Other than that, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think Tony Romo looks to him, knows where he's going to be, knows that he can throw it up to him and how to throw him open. So I think it's just going to be whether or not the offense turns to him often enough or if it goes to that running game that they've been focusing on when they drafted Ezekiel Elliott.
Hey, as always, Shane, love talking to you about football. whatever, basketball, you name it, man. You're just a fun guy to talk sports with. Appreciate you hanging out with us, as always. We'll catch up with you next week, man.
Awesome. Talk to you then.
Shane Koenig, our football insider, breaking it down. One final segment left. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. Keep it close because we always have our parting shots. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Neymar for Brazil. Curls in. Oh, he's gone in! Off the underside of the crossbar! Brazil's captain, their superstar, gives them the lead in the gold medal match. Neymar for Brazil.
What a free kick. Horn at full extension, gets both hands to try and make sure he can get something on it. And out of the reach is the ball as it just skims off of the crossbar. Look at the curve, gets it up over the wall.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig, who joined us this hour to talk to us about football. And that's kind of a good little segue to saying goodbye to the Olympics as we are on the way out with them. It's been fun. It's been real. And I've really enjoyed them, Jeff. And it's time for your parting shot, brother.
Hey, you know, not good riddance to the Olympics, but I appreciated them for what they were, and I'm ready to just say goodbye. But I am not ready to say goodbye to J.R. Smith, the Cleveland Cavalier. Something's got to get done there. LeBron wants you back. Your Jersey brother, Kyrie Irving, wants you back. Make it work, D. Griff. Make it work, J.R. Smith's camp. And that's what I got to say. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. If I was playing the Olympics, I would do it a little differently. I would spread out the excitement throughout the whole 3 weeks. But that's just Dorf. Anyways, for Jeff, for Scott, I am the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.